Okay, so we're looking at something that looks like mimeographed. Would that be the word? Or copies of paper on the wall?
Yeah, so it's a text-based work that's being made on a stencil used for a Spiritgestetner or an old mimeograph machine. And it's called We Two by Scott Rogers, who's an artist from Canada who lives in Glasgow. And he came here and did this project in residence leading up to the exhibition. One thing that I didn't mention earlier is that in addition to all the different sites of the exhibition, we've also been working with the City of Nanaimo and the Culture and Heritage Department to have artists do residence in an old miner's cabin at Buttertubs Marsh. So he worked in this miner's cabin at Buttertubs Marsh to make this this one sheet, what looks like a one sheet newspaper or an old newspaper. And We Too was a newspaper that was made originally by the miners that worked in the number one mine, funded by the United Mine Workers of America. And they had a Spiritgestetner like the one that Scott Rogers worked with, and they would hide it out in different people's basements. So they didn't get caught making this thing, because it would have been big trouble if they did get caught. And they made this paper and distributed it through the mines by pinning it up on the coal cars. And the coal cars would move around from place to place in this giant network of mine tunnels. And so every miner in the mine would see it sometime. And so that sort of method of distribution was really important, actually, in thinking about this exhibition on a whole and its multiple sites, but also important in the way that this particular artwork was distributed. So what Scott Rogers did is he did a version of the We Two, but with contemporary issues. So it starts by talking about the Mount Poly mine disaster and goes on to talk about some contemporarily relevant things about mining. So he pinned it up all over town, stuck it in some library books, put it on tables and cafes, but we're also distributing it in a big stack here so people can come and get it. So his method was, yeah, like I said, similar to that of the miners. He also he also put some ads at the bottom, sort of in a kind of fun way. He has a Save the Morden Mine ad and an ad for the Oxy Hotel, which was actually started by a mine owner. So it's a little bit of history that we don't know about. But he also spent a bit of time in the Oxy when he was here on the residency. The original We Two newspaper that was made in the 30s was named after the tugboat that pulled the miners on a barge over to the Protection Island mine every day. And the miners really hated that boat because it would arrive right on time when it was time to go to work. So if they missed the boat, they were out of work for the day. But when it came to pick them up at the end of the shift, they said that it was always about 45 minutes late. So they called the newspaper We Two as a sort of a little bit of a jab at this boat that was, you know, not working for them.